Good morning, church. I got a couple things to share with you this morning, but before I do that, I guess I got to confess something here. I love going to Dutch Brothers on mornings like this because I never have anything to say when I get to the window, you know, and they say, well, what are you doing today? And so I love days like this because when I got to the window, they say, what are you doing today? And I get to say, I'm preaching at church. And that's kind of not true. I'm not really preaching today, but it feels really good to say that. So I do it. I have a couple things to share with you this morning. I know we've been struggling a little bit as an elder team to communicate with you some of the things that are going on and where we're headed and what we're doing and why we're doing it. So I thought I would compose a letter to you from the Brotherhood of the Elders. Now, if you're sitting next to an elder right now and they look really shocked, that's because they have no clue we're doing this and they have nothing to do with it. So sorry, guys. Didn't give you a heads up on this one. So here we go. A letter to the church in Dallas from your brothers in Christ, the elders. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Last Wednesday evening, we, the elders, Derek and Ed, gathered together, ordered pizza, and settled in for 3.5 hours of lively discussion. We spent the first hour discussing curtains, what should be in the bulletin, and a variety of other topics that individually have been brought to our attention. Now, we realized that these items are of great importance to many of you, but they really have very little impact on the overall mission of this church. And so we kind of, after that first hour, woke ourselves up a little bit. And again, not to diminish your concerns, and we value your input, but if we spent our whole time on these issues, we wouldn't be leading. And we wouldn't be moving forward. So we began to grapple with focusing and identifying those critical areas that are having the greatest impact on the people of this church. And we set out to put together a priority list. And that was a tough exercise in itself. So we prioritized some things. And after much discussion, we'll be meeting again Tuesday evening to seek God's leading in the area of youth ministry. So that's one of the first priorities we're about to tackle. By the way, some elder will be up here next Sunday giving a brief sharing on what went on in that meeting as well. We recognize that during the period of transition, we have made some mistakes. Your individual and collective voices have and are heard. We apologize, and we are going to do our best to minimize these missteps in the future. The struggle we have is trying to blend the old, not the old in age, but the old in church, the old church, trying to blend the old church with the new challenge of moving forward and looking at the future. As the church moves forward, and with God's leading, we find ourselves at a crossroads. As elders, it is our calling as well as our desire to care for the people that God has put before us, you, the church. We have no greater call than to serve you. But at the same time, we sense a need to help all of us to not only grow as followers of Jesus, but to also become disciples who share the gospel with others. We want to lead, not drag. We want to lead this church body in a direction that will equip you and motivate you with a calling and desire to serve others beyond the church, even to the point of seeing them seek Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Should have turned the pages before I got here. With God's leading, we want to serve you as well as move you to a faith that is lived out beyond these chairs. I guess the best way I can explain it is it's like raising or owning a teenager. We will love that, as parents, we will love and care for and meet the needs of that teenager for the rest of their lives. But at the same time, there will come a point where we're going to say, son, it's time to get off the couch. And that's where we are now. We'll continue to take care of this church and the people of this church, but it's also time to move forward as well. I'll conclude this letter by Paul's farewell statements in 2 Corinthians. Dear brothers and sisters, I close my letter with these last words. Be joyful, grow to maturity, encourage each other, live in harmony and peace, then the God of love and peace will be with you. So I hope that gives you a little insight as to what we're wrestling with, what we're doing, what we're dealing with, and feel free to chat with us and ask questions as we go along. Second item, believe it or not, is even tougher. Team Olson, as they refer to themselves, Team Olson is having some struggles. You know their heart for adoption, and many of you have captured that same heart, and many of you are involved in adoptive families and adoptive situations, and there's no greater blessing or joy that you can bring to another person and to your families as well. However, with some children, they arrive at their new family with a baggage of trauma, with a baggage of physical and emotional pain that is just beyond our understanding. And in some cases, this shows itself in incredible behaviors that are difficult to deal with. And I share this with you with great confidence, I hope, church family. So I don't know how to characterize it any other way other than the family is in crisis right now. And there are those of you that have come alongside and have blessed your hearts. You've done everything you can to help that family out and continue to do so, and we thank you for that. But I wanted to share this with you, and Derek didn't want to share this with you because he knows that there's hurting people in this church as well. But I wanted to share this with you so that I hope that during this period we can extend them some our prayers, our understanding, and some genuine grace. There may be Sundays where the Olson family is going to show up and they're not going to look like the perfect pastor family. They're going to look a little broken. And there's going to be times where Derek is not going to be able to give you 100%. Okay, he's not going to be able to. He's going to do his best at it, but we have to understand there may be times where he has to drop everything he's doing right now and head for home and take care of some issues. So I share this with you. Again, this is not something Derek wanted to do or was really, really super comfortable with, but he understood that we needed to do that because we need for you, the church family, to know where they are and know where they're at. So he did leave me three specific things to pray for, and sorry if I'm going over 5 minutes, Bruce. You didn't give me the hook, though, so I'm good. I'm at the end here, brother. If I could just have three people come forward, I have three specific things that Derek has asked us to pray for, and if three people would just come forward, I'll give you those things, and we'll pray for them right now. Could you? I'm trusting here three people are racing forward. They are. Thank you. One of the things that Derek asked us to pray for is endurance for them as parents, trusting that restoration will come. Okay. A second item that they'd like you to pray for is God's care for their whole family. This is just not Amy and Derek. It has an impact on the rest of the family as well. So someone would pray for that. And the third thing is that you would pray for wisdom for the doctors and the therapists and everyone that's involved and helping to work to find a solution and resolution to this. And those things you get to pray for on your own after this today too, okay? So do you pray for us? Thanks.
Father God, a lot of us are parents, and we know that we're parents until we're gone, until our children are gone. And Father, you are the good Father. You are the parent of all of us. So God, as we look to you to support Team Olson, help us to remember, those of us that are parents, to remember how difficult it can be at times. And Lord, help that to remind us, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, to pray, to petition you for Team Olson. God, may they be able to see you in this whole process and cling to you in this process, especially for Derek and Amy as parents.
Jesus, you are the Spirit of Truth himself, and I ask that you would be so present in their home, in the different offices that they find themselves in asking for help. I ask that you would come with clarity and direction, and that you would follow them around and whisper your truth into their hearts so that they would know what to do. Because you are wisdom, and you've been here since before time began, and you know how everything unfolds. And God, I ask that you would give them the peace that comes with knowing how big your hand is and that they're all just right inside of it. God, I ask that you would reveal your wisdom to them as they are desperate for it in all areas of their lives.
God, I ask you would wrap your arms around the sweet little boy that you made, that you love, that has been broken. I pray that he would be content in his home and with the people that love him, and that he would trust them. I pray for every person in that family as well, God. I pray for Derek and Amy, and being so close to the kids, I pray that you would just give each of those kids exactly what they need right now to feel loved by their parents and feel like they get enough attention from their parents. And I also pray that you would help them have just great love for each other and understanding and grace, as it's hard to understand. And they're each taking it in their own way. And I pray that, that in the end, you're just going to bring them out of this so much closer, that you will just bind them together through this time and help us to have just a tremendous amount of grace for each one of them and the way that they're handling this.
And a church said, amen. Amen.